Browse. Oh, hi there. I'm just browsing through our monitor calendar of events, and how about this? It's the beginning of National Accordion Week. This discovery comes just at the moment when we're about to begin 5 minutes of music, but fortunately, there isn't an accordion in either the Don Costa Orchestra or the Engelbert Humperdinck Group, so sit back and relax. Don first with Valley of the Dolls. Engelbert Humperdinck next on monitor with The Last Waltz. Shall we dance?
Where should I go? Or should I stay? The band had only one more song to play. And then I saw you at the corner. Thank you.
Yes, indeed, whether you're an on-the-go guy or gal, or the stay-at-home, feet-up-on-the-coffee-table type, you'll find your weekend more fun and more worthwhile if you spend a while with us at Monitor 67, or My Name Isn't Gene Rayburn, and it is. And the name of the group about to sing in the morning is the Anita Kerr Singers. Close-ups of people and events here and abroad, brought to you by VM, the voice of music, makers of phonographs, tape recorders, and high-fidelity components. Is enemy strategy in Vietnam taking a new course? A report from Jack Paxton, NBC News Saigon, in just 1 minute.
VM, the voice of music, has everything but fame. You can get a whole lot more for your money if you just remember that name.
And now let's all play Remember That Name. For today's big prize, what is the oft-forgotten name of the company that makes today's greatest value in portable stereo phonographs?
VM, the voice of music.
Here's a clue. This is the company that invented the portable component system. Stereo components that snap together and carry like luggage. Yet, some people don't even know their name.
VM, the voice of music.
One more hint. They make tabletop stereo with genuine hardwood cabinets of console quality.
VM, the voice of music.
Time's almost up. Last chance. Go ahead. Take a stab in the dark.
VM, the voice of music?
Right! The oft-forgotten name of that company is...
VM, the voice of music, has everything but fame. You can get a whole lot more for your money if you just remember that name.
Now here is Jack Paxton, NBC News, Saigon.
For the second time in less than a month, the enemy has made a major stand on the ground. At Dak To in the Central Highlands, and earlier at Loc Ninh, north of Saigon, the enemy chose to stand and fight instead of following his usual tactic of avoiding major contact. It had been many months since the enemy had undertaken such a sustained drive. Then at Loch Ninh at the end of October, enemy troops staged charge after charge across barbed wire perimeters, trying to overrun the post and embarrass the South Vietnamese as they were inaugurating a new president. The wild charges proved fruitless, and the enemy suffered heavy casualties, while Allied forces lost relatively few men. Some military spokesmen think the enemy was trying to avenge that defeat with a victory at Dak Tho. Dak Tho is 16 miles from the Cambodian border. It is at the mouth of the Ho Chi Minh Trail, where enemy supplies enter South Vietnam. U.S. intelligence believes the enemy planned this battle for months. 6,000 North Vietnamese regulars were believed in the area. They were well supplied and well dug in. The first action at Dak Tho came on November 3rd, just after the fighting at Loch Ninh subsided. Within 3 days, fighting had broken out in a number of spots, and both U.S. and South Vietnamese reinforcements were brought in. Though scattered, the action focused on the airfield at Dak Tho, a main resupply point for Allied troops. At one point, U.S. soldiers lowered 105-millimeter howitzers and fired point-blank into charging North Vietnamese. It soon became apparent to the enemy that he could not overrun the base. Still, uncharacteristically, he kept the pressure on. A North Vietnamese who defected during the battle told U.S. intelligence the North had changed its tactics. He said units in the South had been ordered to stand and fight, to inflict casualties on the Americans regardless of their own losses. Whether there has, in fact, been a major policy change remains to be seen. But at least at Loch Ninh and Dak Tho, the enemy abandoned his favorite tactic of fading into the jungle when the going got tough. Jack Paxton, NBC News, Saigon.
Bring around the world another in Monitor's weekend series of close-ups of people and events here and abroad. Pancakes for breakfast. And nowadays, you can choose from three different Log Cabin flavors. There's Log Cabin Maple Honey, the maple-y syrup with just the right touch of country sweet honey.
And Log Cabin Butter, enriched with a taste of real butter.
And good old Log Cabin with its hearty new taste and aroma.
Three great syrups.
There's a Log Cabin favorite for everyone.
You like Log Cabin.
I must do.
I must do.
Forget it. That's it for you and me.
For you and me.
Forget you. With a snap of my finger. Crush the memory that lingers. Tear my unhappy heart.
Funny as jokes I've heard, so funny that I could.
Get You by Vicky Carr, and in case you've forgotten where you are, here's the familiar sound of the Monitor Beacon.
Want to join a protest group that really works? This one combats violence, poverty, prejudice, and crime. And it starts where it can do the most good, right in their own lives. Do you like the sound of it? You can become a part of it because the protest group I'm talking about is your house of worship, your religion. It is a protest movement, you know. The very best. Worship this week. Put faith to work every day. The difference in your life will show.
Hello, this is Dr. Joyce Brothers on WNBC, Plaza 7, 8866.
Marriage to a business executive was this listener's problem. The answer.
In effect, business has become a man's mistress. And many wives share with your wife this feeling of, are we giving or paying too much for success? That all they have left at the end.
Call Dr. Joyce Brothers, weekdays from 9 to 10 a.m. on WNBC. The Conversation Station, WNBC, New York.
Gene Rayburn once again. Coming up on 13 minutes before the Monitor Hour, it's time for a performance by the mighty coffee-rich Art Players. Curtain.
John, what are you doing to my refrigerator?
I'm putting a padlock on it, that's what.
Will you stop that?
I will not. Somebody's been getting at my coffee, Rich.
I've been feeding it to Nature Boy.
Who's Nature Boy?
Our cat, silly.
Ooh, I hate that monster.
Well, you two would get along a lot better if you just try to be more friendly with him. Why don't you get him something to play with?
I'll bring him a dog in the morning. Look out, here he comes.
Here, Nature Boy. Here, sweetie. There you are. Okay, John, you can get out off that ladder now.
What'd you do to him? He's like a kitten.
I just gave him a saucer of coffee, Rich. He knows it tastes better than cream, and it changes his disposition.
Sure does.
That's because it puts more flavor into anything you pour it on. Cereals, fruits, coffee, anything. Maybe in time, it'll change your disposition.
Now, wait a minute.
Coffee Rich costs less, too. And it's got fewer calories per ounce than cream. Look at Nature Boy lap it up.
I'm still going to put a padlock on the refrigerator.
That was Don Amici and Francis Langford in The Bickerson, sponsored by Coffee Rich. Discover new liquid non-dairy Coffee Rich at your grocer's freezer. It comes in the blue and white carton.
On Monitor Now, philosophy set to music, live for life.
Come with me, my love, and seize the day and live it fully, live it fast. Never thinking once about tomorrow till tomorrow's been and gone and past. We'll pour the wine and fill the cup of joy and drink as if it were the last. Just live for life. In Berlin today, in Amsterdam tomorrow, 16 minutes through the sky. Fly with me and see the setting summer sun and stay with me to see it rise. And say to those who say to live this way is mad, that mad we'd rather be than wise. Live, just live for life. If you let me, I will lead you through the mystery and wonder of a world you've never known before. Share this kindness to be shared, magic phrases to explore, dare the dangers to be dared. Life is all of this and more, this and more.
Just live for life.
Jack Jones, in one moment, South Africa's greatest golfer. Monitor Sports is brought to you by Lincoln Mercury, where the new 68 models are rolling again.
Lincoln Mercury's rolling again with the finest Mercury's ever built.
The fine car touch is when you don't have to apologize for smoking, because Mercury's optional new comfort stream ventilation changes the air every 90 seconds.
Mercury's got it. The fine car touch is when you can turn your Mercury Brand's individually adjustable lounge seats into a full width front seat, so you can sit close to somebody.
Mercury's got it. The fine car touch.
The fine car touch. It's in the look, the ride, the luxury of every Mercury, put there by the same people who make the Lincoln Continental.
Mercury's got the fine car touch.
And your Mercury dealer's got brand new 68 Mercuries you can choose from right now, with plenty more on the way. Lincoln Mercuries, rolling again, and your Mercury dealer's ready to talk business.
South African golf pro Gary Player is currently featured in a national golf magazine giving advice to young new professionals. At the same time, Gary has some definite ideas about what he wants to do when he quits the tour. The story from Monitor's Art Wolf.
Gary Player, you've won all four of the major tournaments. You have a family in another continent with five children. You certainly don't play for the money. What is it that keeps you playing tournament golf?
Well, Art, that's a very good question, and I often ask myself that, having achieved all my ambitions in golf, why I still keep going. Well, I think that I think that every person on this earth has got to try and play their part and do something. And, you know, one day when I leave here, or when any of us leave here, they don't want to know how many 30-footers you hold. They want to know what sort of a person you were and things like that. Now, I have ambitions that when I'm finished golf, which will probably be at the age of 40, I'd like to go and work with the youth. And I feel through golf, I'm giving this opportunity